KC Malik's
Celebrity Gossip. Powered by You by Emar.
Dubai's most rewarding loyalty program. Join now on youbyemar.com.
They're doing a big drive. Thank you for having us on, guys. Love you lots. Let's do the goss right now. All right, so let's gossip with Pretty Malik right now. Camila Cabello. What's going on with her, Pretty?
So this is kind of cool. She's hinted that she's collaborating with the one, the only Mark Ronson.
Wow, he's the, like, Mark Ronson's legendary when it comes to music, but in the last couple of, like, sort of months, he has really, really killed it. He did the song with Lady Gaga, which everyone's talking about.
From A Star Is Born. I mean, he teamed up with Bruno Mars before, so many artists. And the other thing that both of them have in common is that they're both our Redfest DXB artists. Remember Mark Ronson came? Yeah. It was our first year, I think it was.
Yeah,
and
true.
Of course, Camila Cabello is going to be here next month. Now, she posted up a photo with him on Instagram, and Mark posted up the same thing, and he captioned it, Feelings and Consequences. So maybe that could be like a track name or an album name or something. So
he can play he can play so many instruments, that guy, you know.
He's talented.
So many.
Moving on to Selena Gomez, another woman who's going to be back into the music scene, hopefully this year. So she is going to be releasing her first single. This is since she went into rehab for mental health issues to kind of deal with that. She's collaborated with her good friend Julia Michaels on the song Anxiety, which is going to be a part of Julia's album, which is coming out this weekend. So I think I'm looking forward to hearing new music from Selena.
You know what? I love Selena Gomez, and the fact that she's made all her personal issues public, I think that's really, really good of her, because I'm sure she's going to help other young women and men of all ages, actually, who are dealing with anxiety issues or whatever. She's gone through a lot, so I'm looking forward. New music from Gomez coming up. Now, Game of Thrones, I've only watched like the first two seasons, and then sort of I bounced out. I've got to get back into it, but everybody is waiting for that final season.
Well, yeah, and here's some inside info on what the actors have to go through while they're filming Game of Thrones. Sophie Turner says she wasn't allowed to wash her hair while filming around season 5. So in the first few seasons, she used to wash her hair. And then by season 5, they're like, hey, could you not? Because we need your hair to be greasy and dirty.
Oh my
gosh. She never used to wash her hair, which is gross. But now she's lucked out because she has to wear red wigs because she has red hair now on the show. But yeah, there you go. Game of Thrones. These actors really, really like go for it all.
That's it's disgusting. Gross. That is disgusting. I got to say that.
Yeah. Are you going to join in the Game of Thrones maybe next time with your hair?
My hair is washed weekly. Okay, Rossi. Weekly.
Are you still using horse shampoo?
Occasionally, I will use the horse shampoo, mane and tail. It's great for the hair. Use it, guys. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Thank you, Pretty. Hey, listen, coming up, by the way, I finally got to see the show Wow.
Ooh.
I'm going to be talking all about it very, very soon, and we're going to give you the opportunity of doing that as well, which is absolutely fantastic. We're going to check those roads as well. I think we've got I've deleted a number here, so I'm going to just have to push this.